Hello, everybody, and welcome to the .NET Ring of Honor podcast. My name is Darren Goodridge. I'm not joined by my usual co-host, Mr. Hayden Gleed, but I am here to take you through the episode of Ring of Honor TV that aired this week. This is the episode that was headlined by Adam Page and Adam Cole taking on Michael Elgin and Hiroshi Tanahashi. Just before we dive into it, though, this is, of course, an all-access podcast from ProWrestling.net. And if you like what you hear, like what you hear today, or from any of the other All Access podcasts, then you owe it to yourself to check out .NET membership. If you go onto ProWrestling.net, look for the link at the top of the page in the top left-hand corner for membership info. And for the low, low price of just $7.50 a month or $66 for the year, you get ad-free access to the website. Absolutely no pop-up banners, no adverts whatsoever, just the news that you want. You also get access to all of the podcasts we make here on ProWrestling.net, like the usual weekly Ring of Honor podcast. We also have podcasts for every single American wrestling TV show that is on TV right now. You'll be able to get a review in audio form every single week. Myself and Hayden also cover Progress Wrestling from here in the UK. They've just had their biggest show of the year, and we will be covering it in the coming weeks. There's usually like a week delay before we get the shows, but there we go. We will be covering their shows. You also get access to the .NET Weekly podcast, the flagship show of ProWrestling.net, where Jason Pell and a guest, which is either one of the .NET staffers or usually someone from the pro wrestling world, like Jim Ross, who has co-presented quite a few shows now of the .NET Weekly. They'll discuss all the news of wrestling that week, go into some first-run news that wasn't put out on the website at all, so really is worth the price of admission alone. And you also get access to exclusive news and access to the membership forum as well. Again, all of that for just $7.50 a month. It really, really is worth it. I was a member before I became a staff member here. It is worth the price, I assure you. Anyway, we will now dive into Ring of Honor. Kevin Kelly and Steve Corino checked in on commentary after titles. They hyped the main event tag match before Silas Young made his way to the ring, and he was followed out, making what I believe is his ROH debut, by Toro Yano. You may know him as the third member of the Briscoes six-man tag championship team over in New Japan. He's a bit of an odd fit for the Briscoes, I must admit, because he's a comedy wrestler. His shtick seems to be, at least from what we got in this match, is he kind of breaks the rules, but does so in a cheeky, chappy, kind of naive way. Sort of like Eddie Guerrero, but nowhere near as subtle. And just pleads forgiveness every time he gets caught. And yeah, this led to the first match of the night, which was Silas Young taking on Toro Yano. If you listen to the .NET Ring of Honor podcast usually, you'll know that we don't cover every single kick and punch in the match. We just skip to the end because, you know, you want to hear my opinions, obviously, not the boring wrestling match stuff. Basically, there was lots of playful shenanigans from the start from Yano, a lot of stalling. At one point, Yano used scissors to cut the turnbuckle off, and Corino explained that he's doing that because the turnbuckles are slightly different, because they're American and not Japanese. And all the way through, Yano was teasing the low blow. He did eventually hit one. He had the referee distracted in front of him and then just kind of did the mule kick between Silas Young, who was stood behind him. This only got him a two count, though, and when Silas recovered, he threw Toro Yano into the exposed turnbuckle and rolled him up with a schoolboy pin to get the win. That now means that in 2 weeks straight, we've had Ring of Honor talent beating New Japan talent. That almost never happens. And this time, an American pinned a Japanese person. Even last week, the New Japan talent that was pinned was American. This is a whole new stage of this, of, you know, the comeback for Ring of Honor stars. They're still down. They're probably still down like 48-2 in terms of wins and losses, but it's a start. The match was okay. I can't say that Toro Yano really did a lot for me, but the crowd were really into it, so, you know, obviously something was going right there. But I also like that it didn't come at the expense of Silas Young. Just make you question why the Briscoes, especially Jay Briscoe, would choose to hang around with Toro Yano. That seems like a very odd fit. Mark Briscoe, maybe, but yeah, I can't see Jay Briscoe taking much of Toro Yano's shenanigans. But hey-ho, they will, of course, be in one of the first round matches to crown the ROH six-man tag champions. At All Star Extravaganza, they're taking on the team of what was originally ACH, Jay White and Leo Rush. However, Leo Rush has been substituted. I'm not entirely sure why. But yeah, he's been replaced by Kushida. So, yeah, that will be one of, I believe, the first match, actually, in the tournament to crown the ROH six-man tag champions. We went backstage to a Christopher Daniels promo that was really, really, really good. If you have to go and see anything, I guarantee that they'll, at least if they're smart, ROH will put this promo out on YouTube. Because the best thing they've done to hype the Ladder War 6 match that's going on at All-Star Extravaganza, which is the Addiction, the champions, taking on the Motor City Machine Guns and the Young Bucks in a ladder match. And Christopher Daniels talked how he always says that he's the smartest man in the room because he's always playing mental games in order to gain advantages. But for once, he felt he needed to just tell you what he thought directly. No funny business, just this is how he feels. And he said that, you know, he's talked a lot about being in the business for 23 years and how a lot of his peers have, you know, they've started and retired within that time frame, and yet he is still here. And, you know, Daniels has started to ponder if the end was nigh for his career, and he said that nothing lasts forever. And he knew that sooner rather than later, he would have his last ever championship match. There would come a point where someone would take a belt off him and he would never wear gold again. And so he then asked his opponents at Ladder War 6 to imagine just how tight his grip must be if he truly believes he's never going to hold a title again. And he said that everything else in his life, or if everything else in his life went away, his wife, his children, if it all went away and he still had the title, he'd be okay with that. Because he's a horrible husband and a terrible father. All that has ever mattered to him is the title, and a life without the title is not a life he's interested in. So he swore at Ladder War 6 he would do absolutely anything to keep hold of his tag team titles, because he was going to be the guy to tell time to F off. And they bleeped it out, obviously. And then that was the end of it. Daniels' voice was breaking all the way through. I don't know whether that was just good acting on Christopher Daniels' part or if he was genuinely starting to choke up in this promo, but it was fantastic. And I have no idea where this has been for the, what now was becoming upon a year plus of the Addiction back in ROH. They went a long while without ever talking. In fact, a lot of teams do that. It seems they are very afraid of letting the tag team speak at all. I don't think War Machine cut a promo until well after their first title reign, which is ridiculous. But this was really, really good. This was the best thing on the show for me. It really gave an emotional weight that I think Ladder War 6 was really missing. This is a stipulation that has only been wheeled out 6 times in ROH's history. It was, of course, I don't know if it was made famous, but the one I, you know, that sticks in my memory is Kevin Steen versus El Generico, which was a very emotionally charged match. And this one, at least up until this point, felt like an emotionally empty spectacle. It was just going to be your typical Young Buck match. It was just going to be spots and spectacular feats of athleticism, but no real substance or grit. Christopher Daniels gave it that in one promo, and you have to question ROH's decision to not let him talk, or anybody talk at this point, if they have that level of promo ability within them. Really, really good. And it didn't make Christopher Daniels sympathetic, because of what about he said about his, you know, his wife and his children and that, but it's just fantastic work here from Christopher Daniels. And then we went from something fantastic to something absolutely terrible. Now, you all know my feelings on the Steve Corino and BJ Whitmer feud. And even though Corino coming back to commentary, at least last week, seemed to be a slight stalling on that storyline, because good old Steve Corino was back and everything was fine, it's all gone sour rather quickly. As we went back to the arena, Cheeseburger made his way out, and he's facing Punishment Damian Martinez. So he's gone from Punisher Martinez to Punishment Martinez to Punishment Damian Martinez. Hopefully Punishment, I didn't actually catch it on his little title card, if Punishment is now his nickname and he's now just going to be called Damian Martinez. That's an okay name, that's perfectly fine. But yeah, Martinez came to the ring with BJ Whitmer and Kevin Sullivan, with somehow Punishment Martinez standing to one side with Kevin Sullivan in the middle, which was very, very odd. And then before the match started, Kevin Sullivan joined commentary. Now, again, my feelings for this are well known. I offer to you now, I just skip over anything that involves Kevin Sullivan, BJ Whitmer and Steve Corino. I just shout, nope, and we move straight on when me and Hayden are doing this podcast. However, there was so much said here that really does boggle the mind. And I hope, if I read it to you verbatim, you will come to see this feud as I do. So what I do now, I offer without comment and as verbatim as I am possible of quoting it. Ahem. Kevin Sullivan joined commentary and said to Steve Corino, "Hello, Boozar Mukan." I shall repeat that. "Hello, Boozar Mukan." Corino replied, "Father, I just need to know why the haze didn't come from the ocean, but from the darkness, and you gave him to BJ Whitmer. I understood when you impaled me with the golden spike, but I don't know why." Sullivan told him to shut his mouth, because he was a recalcitrant child. They basically went back and forth at this point, with Steve Corino saying, "Why him?" and Kevin Sullivan replying, "You know why." Meanwhile, Martinez killed Cheeseburger in the ring, ending things with a massive sit-out chokeslam, even. And then after the match, BJ Whitmer and Punishment Martinez, they beat up Cheeseburger and Will Ferrara, who ran down to make the save. Sullivan goaded Corino to do something about it, but he didn't. We came back from a short break with Steve Corino twirling the golden spike that Kevin Sullivan attacked him with at... it wasn't Death Before Dishonor, it was the one before that... I forget, but I forget a lot of things about this feud. And Corino was just twirling the spike between his hands. Kelly threw us to a video of BJ Whitmer shouting more stuff at Steve Corino. Whitmer said, and again, quoting as verbatim as I can, he said, "Steve Corino was a figment of Steve Corino's imagination. And if he gave himself over to Sullivan, he would have all the answers. He said they could be Corino's salvation and Corino could be theirs." Corino, then we went back to commentary with Corino still looking at the spike. And when Kelly asked what questions Corino needed answering, Corino replied, "Does he want me to meet him in the desert?" Kelly replied, "Does he?" To which Corino says, "The answer is yes." He then let out a little giggle. Again, I offer this without comment. I think it speaks for itself. Boozar Mukan. Moving on, Kevin Kelly ran down the All-Star Extravaganza card. I'll leave that until the end of the show. Myself and Hayden will be doing a All-Star Extravaganza pay-per-view preview coming up later on this week. During the rundown of the card, we had two promos slid in there. The first one was from Bobby Fish. He's going to be taking on Donovan Dijak for the ROH TV title at All-Star Extravaganza. And he said that the day after All-Star Extravaganza, Donovan Dijak was going to wake up a wiser man because he would understand that facing Bobby Fish doesn't end well for anybody. The other sliding promo we had was one from Adam Cole. He was talking about his ROH title match with Michael Elgin at All-Star Extravaganza, and he said he wanted to rewind back to 2010 when he and Michael Elgin started their ROH careers as two young guys clawing their way to the top. And at the time, he admired Michael Elgin for his tenacity, but he claimed that all changed when Michael Elgin beat him for the ROH title the first time that Adam Cole was champion. And then Elgin proved that he couldn't hang because he held the title for a cup of coffee and then he left to Japan. Whilst Cole, meanwhile, was coming back from surgeries, coming back from injuries and made his way back to the top. The Bobby Fish promo was neither here nor there, but the Adam Cole one, as usual, was pretty solid. We then cut back to the arena and it was time for our main event. Adam Cole came out first with his old music, which is fantastic. I'm so glad to hear. Well, you know, the Bullet Club thing still started off and it still very much has the dressings of the Bullet Club video, but it was the old Adam Cole song. I'm sure Hayden Glead is very, very happy about that. Adam Page was in tow. Big Mike came out after them and then Tanahashi was the final one out. Kyle O'Reilly had joined commentary and he was trying to talk to Steve Corino, but Corino was flitting between old normal Corino shouting Big Mike and then crazy Corino, which was fun. How have they already ruined Corino being back on commentary? How? He's only been back a week, maybe two, and he's already bad. Ah, well. Right, main event of the evening. Adam Cole and Adam Page taking on Michael Elgin and Hiroshi Tanahashi. Near the end, Cole hit Elgin with two super kicks before Elgin took his head off with a clothesline. But it was Elgin then taking a clothesline when Adam Page flew in with his slingshot clothesline. He got a two count, but Elgin managed to rally after this. And he hit a buckle bomb followed by an Elgin bomb to get the pin on Adam Page. After the match, Cole and Elgin had a stare down. And this was the end of the ROH show. A solid, if unspectacular, main event again on ROH TV. But I actually think that's a smart move from Ring of Honor. Too often they were giving away really good, really marquee matches for free and with no build-up, which is great for those people that just want great wrestling all the time, but bad for really building up a story and building up anticipation for a big match. And in terms of, you know, business-wise, it's not a great idea to be giving all that away for free and then to still have pay-per-views. If ROH didn't have pay-per-views anymore, then fine, knock yourself out. Have the best wrestling matches on TV every single time. But, yeah, it's not a great idea when you have a pay-per-view model in place. But it was a smart main event as well. It gave Elgin a chance to look good going into All-Star Extravaganza, even though I think everybody thinks and knows that Adam Page is going to retain, because it's just not the story of Michael Elgin beating Adam Cole. That's not what everyone wants to see. And, yeah, even with Kyle O'Reilly on commentary, it's clear that that's not where they're going. So anybody worried that Big Mike might be coming back, as I am, don't be. I would be willing to put my house on the fact that Adam Cole is going to retain his ROH Championship come All-Star Extravaganza this Friday. Just before I leave here, I'm going to give a quick rundown of the card for All-Star Extravaganza. As I mentioned, Adam Cole versus Michael Elgin for the ROH World title is the main event. We also have Ladder War 6 for the tag titles, which is The Addiction taking on the Motor City Machine Guns and the Young Bucks. They also have a number one contenders match for the tag match. For the tag titles. This was announced on this show. It's going to be The Cabinet, which is Rhett Titus and Kenny King, taking on War Machine, taking on Keith Lee and Shane Taylor, and taking on a new team of Dalton Castle and Colt Cabana. That's a fantastic team. How they've already earned a number one contendership shot in the ROH, you know, system of wins mean everything makes no sense. But I'm okay with that, because that seems like it's going to be a very fun tag team. We also have the Briscoes and Toro Yano taking on ACH, Kushida and Jay White in the opening round of the six-man tag tournament to crown the ROH six-man tag champions. We also have Bobby Fish taking on Donovan Dijak for the ROH TV title. We have Jay Lethal taking on Tetsuya Naito. Two unannounced matches, well, they found out from the ROH website and from Wikipedia. We have Adam Page taking on Kyle O'Reilly. That has the potential to actually be a black sheep of this show. That could be really, really good on paper. And then, just as I predicted many, many weeks ago, we have our first CMLL match, CMLL versus New Japan match, with Dragon Lee from CMLL taking on Kamatache, who's not actually with New Japan at the moment, but he's on excursion. It's fully expected he's going back to New Japan at some point. But there we go. We will give you a full preview of the ROH All-Star Extravaganza pay-per-view coming up this Friday. Myself and Hayden will be sitting down very soon to go through that entire card, give our predictions for the show. And if you want to hear that, all you have to do, go over to prowrestling.net, look for the membership sign-up page, pay the low, low sum of just $7.50 a month or $66 to get the entire year, and you'll be able to hear that podcast. Podcast reviews for Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Lucha Underground, TNA, The Works, Progress Wrestling coming very, very, very soon. We will soon be getting to their Brixton show ASAP. We'll also have .NET Weekly, membership forums, ad-free access to the website. Everything I mentioned at the top of this show, you can get just by going to prowrestling.net and looking for the membership sign-up page. Anyway, you can find me on Twitter at TheGuttridge. You can go check out my website, FoulEntertainment.com. That's foul spelt F-O-U-L entertainment.com. And yes, we will be back next week with your usual ROH TV review. But yeah, look out for our All-Star Extravaganza podcast coming up very, very soon as well. Thank you very much, and I'll see you next week.